My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Mitch, please.
All right, guys, we have a clip from yesterday. A teammate of Rodney's, Jerome Ford, the running back for the Browns. Now, Ford talking about the experience of Jameis Winston setting up plays for the Browns offense, saying you may not know what to expect when it's number five.
Great leader, man. We make a joke that when he called in plays, it sounded like he got a surprise to tell. But, you know, he makes sure that he says the play clearly. He said slow and loud, and we all able to hear. And, you know, he get the job done.
Okay, Rodney, do you have a thought on this?
J-Mo. Hey, I love that guy. He's two lockers down from mine. He's very always positive. Very inspirational, as we always know, but he is theatrical. So I see what Rome is probably talking about when he comes into the huddle and like Demise is looking at you and he's giving a call. But you love his spirit, his energy. I didn't know, you know, you see all of the videos and about eating the W and just all everything that. That he represents, and then when it's actually in the locker room, you're like, wow, like this guy is this every single day, and I respect it and appreciate him as one of the leaders on our team.
Rodney, so we got to get ready for the Giants, and I will do that here in a second. I wanted to run this by you. I'm noticing, though, there are a lot of situations. Again, I hate it because we're all playing for keeps. There's guys who people are already calling for their jobs. However, it's still... people are trying to get a feel for the season here. There's an extra game. I think that takes it even longer here. You know, I want to talk about identity. What's the identity? But also, I'm noticing a lot of games. You mentioned the running game before. I'm seeing a lot to a little. Like, one guy will bust off for like 147 yards in a game, and the other one has like 34. Mm. And it just seems to be so lopsided one way or the other. I mean, you brought up last night. That was a good example against that. But there was a lot of stuff like, man, this guy popped off for 133, and then... you barely could get anything going on the other side. I'm just seeing one game after another. It feels like that with those run games.
Yeah. I think, you know, you said it, teams are trying to put the pieces together on what their offense or defense or special teams is going to look like. Like, who do we want to be is the key. And the teams that can discover that the quickest and stay true to that normally are the teams that wind up the final two at the end. And so I think that's what we're all seeking at this point, is consistency and identity. And so those things are going to continue to unfold over the course of these, you know, next few weeks. I'm hoping that we are one of those teams that really discovers like ourselves and continues to live up to exactly who, you know, we claim to be and decide to be in order, you know, for us to walk away with this division and go as far as we believe we can.
Yeah.
Rodney, coming out of the break, I don't know if you caught the fan that we played on the radio where he was talking about all the penalties. Browns do lead the NFL in penalties, mm-hmm. I think, with 24 or 25. They're five ahead of, I think, Baltimore. So with that said, is that a coach's issue or is it a player's issue?
Yeah, that's a team issue. But at the end of the day,
well, it's got to be one. We do radio here. It's got to be one, Rodney.
Oh, yeah. No, at the end of the day, I was getting to my second point. At the end of the day, that is a player ownership, right? Like we are the ones that line up, that bring all the plays to life, and we hold a responsibility to ensure that we do our job and we don't hurt the team. And we understand, you know, where we need to be, and how we need to do it. And so all those things live, in that world. And that was something that we did address, you know, yesterday as a team. We confronted it, literally in a team setting where we saw all of our penalties to date, offense, defense, special teams, and It was one of those things where, hey, like we're going to confront it and we're going to talk about how these sort of acts will only hurt us, right? Like these penalties don't make us better, and we're making the game so much harder than it needs to be, and the game's already hard enough. And the margin of error is so small. And so for us to continue to put ourselves in negative situations, you know, if we continue at this rate, you know, we're not going to win many games. And so we have to fix it as players. And so I'm confident that we will get things back in order, and we won't have these self-inflicting wounds that will hinder us from going, you know, as far as we want.
Have you seen the Giants yet?
Yeah, I took a look at them last night.
What do they look like?
I see a team that, you know, at this point offensively is very protective, conscious, and they have a lot of max-up situations. They're doing a lot to limit Daniel Jones from making mistakes. Right, and mistakes will, you know, hurt you at the end of the day, limiting his opportunity to turn the ball over. I see a good runner in Devin Singletary. He had a lot of great runs. He's going to be a factor. And they're also getting Daniel Jones into the run game too, which, you know, we have to pay great attention to as well. So I think they're going to do very similar to what I saw them do to the Commanders. They're going to be in a lot of max-up protections. They're going to get Neighbors the ball, force him the ball as much as they can, and try to minimize the turnovers.
Rodney, next Tuesday, you have a good day today, all right?
Yes, sir.
Rodney McLeod.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.